This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 9th. God's word for you today is definite turnaround. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings 3, verse 17 to 18, which says, "You will see neither wind nor rain, says the Lord, but this valley will be filled with water. You will have plenty for yourself and your cattle and other animals. But this is only a simple thing for the Lord, for it will make you victorious over the army of Moab." In the name of Jesus, in addition to a turnaround from darkness to light, from the prison to the palace, from sorrow to joy, from penury to plenty, from having a career to having a call, and from barrenness to fruitfulness, expect a turnaround from sickness to health. Anyone reading this today with any form of infirmity, in the name of Jesus, you will be healed. The woman with issue of blood, Mark 5, verse 25 to 28, please read, touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and boom, the turning point happened. She was healed. The tide turned in her favor. Expect a turnaround from a nobody to a somebody. God is going to transition you from a nobody to a somebody in the name of Jesus. And it is going to be by his presence, which is why you have to embrace God's presence, love God's presence, and cultivate God's presence. If you do not have a relationship with God, please settle it today, because today your life must change. Obed-Edom is a classic example. Please read 1 Chronicles 13, verse 12 to 14. David was trying to carry the ark of God to the city of David, but the ark killed someone. Then the king commanded that the same ark be put in the house of Obed-Edom. Is that goodwill? But Obed-Edom embraced the ark, the presence of God, and worshipped, "My king, my God, my glory, and the lifter of my head, the strength of Israel, the governor of the nations." In 3 months, God changed the story of Obed-Edom, and the gist got to David. He became a somebody, to the point that the king, David, became jealous and asked for the ark back. That was one thing about David. There is no shame in it. If you have made a mistake, go back. Arrogance will not destroy you, in Jesus' name. Expect a turnaround from dryness to new streams, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 126 verse 4 says, "Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south." What about the streams in the south? The streams in the south, the river Negev, are usually very dry. It is like a walkway, but God can turn it around and new streams can begin to flow from it. The Amplified Version reads, "Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the stream beds in the south, the Negev, are restored by torrents of rain." You are going to experience torrents of rain in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. That is, what can be described as the stream in the south that is always dry will flow with new streams in the mighty name of Jesus. The New Living Translation puts it this way, "Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert." Your fortunes will be restored as streams renew the desert. The Voice Translation puts it this way, "And now, Eternal One, some are held captive and poor. Release them and restore our fortunes as the dry riverbeds of the south spring to life when the rains come at last." Your rain has come at last in the mighty name of Jesus. Go and start getting ready because of the abundance of rain that is coming into your life. Let us pray. Father, be it unto me according to your infallible word. My turnaround is here and it will be definite in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.